SC Ventures launches Libera. Singapore-based SC Ventures has announced the launch of Libera, a tokenization platform that democratizes investment by developing more accessible, transparent, and secure markets. 10x banking partners with Ozone API. Cloud-native SaaS core banking platform 10x Banking has partnered with Ozone API to simplify the delivery of open banking APIs for banks. Embedded banking to experience an imminent surge, OpenPaid says. UK-based banking as a service, BaaS, platform OpenPaid has released a report that suggests a forthcoming surge in embedded banking services. Xero launches new open banking tools. Xero has launched two new payment features powered by open banking and e-invoicing, in order to optimize the way UK-based SMEs manage their cash flow. Andaria launches an embedded finance solution. Malta-based Andaria has launched an embedded finance solution to help businesses integrate payment services into new and existing platforms. Viva.com expands its tap to pay on iPhone to France. Cloud-based neobank Viva.com has expanded its tap to pay on iPhone service in France, to provide clients in the region with contactless payments via iPhone. World first to launch e-commerce digital finance solutions in Southeast Asia. UK-based World First, a digital payment and financial platform for cross-border trade SMEs, has planned to expand digital finance solutions for SMEs in Southeast Asia. Send Payments partners with PEXA. Australia-based Send Payments has announced its partnership with PEXA in order to launch a new digital service for foreign exchange transactions. Nuvei integrates Blick. Fintech company Nuvei has announced the addition of Blick to its suite of 669 APMs available for e-commerce businesses to provide via a single integration. New Canadian families are susceptible to financial fraud, Interac says. Canada-based Interac has released a survey that reveals the heightened concerns among new Canadians regarding susceptibility to financial scams. Connect ID partners with Ping Identity. Digital identity ecosystem Connect ID has partnered with Ping Identity to enable simplified integration into existing systems and the adoption of new customers. OneSpan launches passwordless, phishing-resistant authentication. Digital agreement security company OneSpan has launched DigiPass FX1 Bio, a physical passkey with fingerprint scan that offers passwordless authentication to organizations. Alchemy Pay augments onboarding with the ZKKYC solution from ZKMe. Singapore-based fiat crypto payment gateway Alchemy Pay has integrated privacy-preserving KYC solutions from ZKMe to augment its onboarding of new clients process. Wise pre-tax profits quadruple for H1 2023. Money transfer firm Wise has reported a stellar set of results, achieving pre-tax profits of $194.3 million for H1 2023, up 280% year-on-year. Goldman Sachs and BNP Paribas lead $77.7 million investment in Finality. Finality, the international consortium of global banks focused on building a blockchain-based payment system to support the adoption of tokenized assets and marketplaces, has raised $77.7 million in a Series B funding round co-led by Goldman Sachs and BNP Paribas. Co-branded card provider Imprint bags $75 million funding round. Co-branded credit card provider Imprint has raised $75 million in Series B funding. CBA to release AI source code for countering abusive transaction messages. Commonwealth Bank of Australia is to make its artificial intelligence and machine learning techniques for countering abusive transaction messages available for free to any bank in the world. Kanto issues 100% recycled cards. Kanto, the leading European business finance solution, has partnered with IDEMIA, the global leader in identity technologies, to launch the new cards lineup made from 100% recycled plastic materials. Worldline enables tap to pay on iPhone for large businesses in France. Worldline, Euronext, WLN, a global leader in payment services, announces it has enabled tap to pay on iPhone for large merchant customers in France. Ant International unveils four-pillar digital payment and commerce strategy. Ant International, a digital payment and financial services leader dedicated to building an inclusive and sustainable global commerce ecosystem, today unveils its four-pillar strategy in digital payment and digital commerce for global merchants at its flagship Voyage conference, from its headquarters in Singapore. ICBC pays ransom after U.S. hack. The U.S. arm of Industrial and Commercial Bank of China has reportedly paid a ransom to restore its systems after a hack attack last week that disrupted trading in U.S. treasuries. Stocknet Institute launches virtual trading platform SI World. UK fintech firm Stocknet Institute, SI, today announced the launch of SI World, a first-of-its-kind platform offering retail traders the opportunity to develop their trading skills and earn rewards in a low-risk, virtual funding environment. Admirals dives into Match Prime's liquidity pools. Admirals, one of the leading Forex and CFD brokers operating since 2001, decided to cooperate with Match Prime, an award-winning liquidity provider authorized and regulated by CYSEC. UIDity Pools. Julian Marsh appointed MD in Kroll's Financial Services Compliance and Regulation Practice. Kroll, the leading provider of global risk and financial advisory solutions, has announced the appointment of Julian Marsh as Managing Director in Kroll's Financial Services Compliance and Regulation Practice. AKG acquired by Fintel. Fintel has acquired AKG to further extend its industry-leading portfolio of ratings and reviews for financial services and investment professionals. Standard Chartered taps Funds DLT for transfer agency services. Funds DLT, a leader in the deployment of blockchain technology in the fund industry, announced the launch of its digital transfer agency services with leading international banking group Standard Chartered. Wolters Kluwer adds CCH Tagetik ESG data to platform. Wolters Kluwer Corporate Performance and ESG, CP and ESG, continues to integrate and extend its portfolio of financial and ESG solutions, this time by integrating ESG reporting and disclosure functionality from CCH Tagetik into its Enablon ESG Excellence solution. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.